couple of hundred people attended yesterday's Indivisible North Coast Oregon rally for impeachment in Astoria. Protesters gathered on Marine Drive east of downtown with signs and flags. Most drivers passing in vehicles tooted their encouragement. Here's INCO organizer Lori Kaplan.
Everybody's here because most Americans know that nobody is above the law and that Trump should be impeached and removed from office. So around the country, there were more than 500 marches and rallies just like this for people to speak up and show their support for impeachment and for our Constitution and for our government and democracy.
Julia Stavenhagen of Warrenton is a veteran of the war in Afghanistan. She stood on the sidewalk holding a large American flag, the same flag that flew over Kabul when she was stationed there in 1999.
I joined the military in July of 1999, and I served all the way through the 9/11 attacks in 2001. So I served as a Chinese linguist until 2005, and then I joined the National Security Agency, and I actually worked as an engineering specialist in Fort Meade, Maryland until 2008. And I'm here to protest in the systematic traitorship by Donald J. Trump and his hijacking of this country. I'm here to support the impeachment and removal of Donald Trump from office.
Cynthia is from Warrenton.
I'm here because I feel it's my civic duty to stand up for our Constitution, and I just don't feel like what we have in our administration today is good for the country, and I need to do something. And I'm kind of exhausted by it all because I feel like I've been at this for years. I thought it ended in the 60s, but
oh no.
We constantly have to fight for our democratic republic, and that's the way it goes.
Frank Erickson is from Seaside.
It's important to show the public and the rest of the world that we are for democracy here still, and we have to protect it by following due process. If someone is committing treason or has corruption, there ought to be a remedy for that, and it's impeachment. So we're here to support the due process.
The rally lasted about an hour and mirrored other rallies held around the Pacific Northwest and the nation as Congress prepares to vote on whether to impeach President Donald Trump. In Astoria, I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.